Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about stage 10, connecting to higher wisdom beyond intuition. Intuition is wonderful, and we're going to take it a little bit further. There's even more available to you in terms of wisdom and information and guidance. We're going to be talking about all that today in stage 10. If you are just starting to listen, you may want to go back and start with the earlier stages and work your way forward. If you're already kind of at this point, then welcome. And while we're at that, a big shout out to new listeners in San Antonio, Texas. Oh, I love Texas. Thank you for this connection. Thank you for joining us. We're so excited to have you here. So, connecting to higher wisdom. In stage 9, the previous stage, you practiced connecting with your intuition by connecting deeply with each moment. And being in the moment, as we know, is a gateway to connecting with your intuition. And now that you recognize that there's only one consciousness and you are an extension or part of that, now you have access to a higher level of wisdom and guidance. So in moments when you need or you would simply like divine guidance, it's yours. And tapping into the one consciousness in this moment is how you get there. So let's talk about how to do that. Step one, as you can imagine, is to be still and listen. And this is, we've probably been doing this many times since stage 2 when you first started different types of meditation, right? Just being still, quiet the mind, and listen. Ask your question and listen. Ask for guidance. Feel your presence as the one consciousness. As you drop into that, and I call it dropping into it because you can feel as if your awareness is kind of dropping down into your lower abdomen, the lower dantian, little bit sort of below the solar plexus, in the middle of your body. Drop down in there. Choose to feel your presence as the one consciousness. If you need a little help getting into that space, repeat the exercise where you reach out with your energies to feel what it's like to be the other things around you. And that can help. You might repeat a mantra, I am the one consciousness. Feel the divine nature of that consciousness. Reach out through this infinite existence. Feel the presence of other extensions of that consciousness who may be here to guide you. Have you ever felt intuitively the presence of a long-lost family member? Or maybe a dear friend who has left this physical existence? Do they appear to you in dreams? You can feel their presence now if you want to. For some people very skilled in this work, you may be able to see them, literally, or feel physical contact from them. Now, if that's not the case, you don't want that kind of experience, you're not any less connected to them. They're here to help. regardless. They are conduits of divine wisdom and guidance to help you toward your purpose. We call them guides. Some call them spirit guides. But ancestors and close friends are very common, the first guides that you encounter. We all have guides, whether you've met yours yet or not. If you would like to, and you're ready, I mean really ready, in your subconscious, down in your soul, you are ready. Just ask. During a meditation, connect to the consciousness and ask and say, I would like to meet you. I would like to know who you are. And see what comes. If you can learn to hear their guidance speaking through your intuition, you can accelerate towards your purpose and an ideal life for you, whatever that looks like. Your guides will make you feel compelled to do what's in your highest interest. Pursue what you're compelled to do, but carefully note why you are compelled, right? Don't pursue activities compelled from a place of ego or fear or other negative emotions. As you learn to distinguish compelling from impulse, recognizing higher wisdom becomes easy because higher wisdom is going to come through as compelling, not as impulse. And we've spoken about that difference before, so go back and read about that. And the way it's going to come through for most people in the beginning is you'll just kind of know. You may feel like you can hear their voice speaking through you. It can come in all kinds of ways. You just will kind of know that they are present. And it may come in whatever way you're most comfortable with. Now, if the idea of the idea that there are guides assigned to you feels humbling, that's a good thing. We're too often taught that we don't matter. We too often feel that we would not be missed. But the divine has a purpose for you and has sent help to make it happen. And if that makes you feel important, it should, because you are. You are the only one who can carry out your unique purpose. Now, your purpose may be simple or it may be grandiose, but the effect of reaching even one person with true connection can change the course of humanity. And the whole of creation is looking forward to what you are here to do. So if you have not met your guides yet, I highly recommend it. They're here to help you. They're here to keep you safe. They're here to help you carry out your purpose in a joyous way. And you can access them anytime you want. So sit with this idea. Decide if you're ready for it. If you have met your guides already, think about if you are ready for a little bit more contact. Would you like to hear their voice directly? Would you like to see them? Would you like to have physical contact from them, like a hand on your shoulder or something like that? Decide how you would like to have contact with them. You might want them to work through you as you write. And you can channel them as you write or as you speak. Or just as you sit and think. but they're a wonderful source. You may notice that I often get the question of exactly what their jobs are, and it varies wildly. I've heard some people say that we each have one guide, but I've never actually met anybody who only had one. Most people have more than one. But you will notice that they tend to kind of break up the job into different pieces. And kind of depending on what it is, you may find that you have one guide who focuses on family issues, or another one who focuses on a quality like courage or love. You may have guides that focus on preparation for your purpose, but a different guide or set of guides that focuses on actually carrying out the purpose. You may have guides whose job it is to keep you safe. To my knowledge, we don't seem to get, in my own experience and that of my students, we don't seem to get very much choice in what the guide's jobs are. But it always does tend to make sense once you know who they are. And it's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. So be open to that. If you're having some difficulty realizing your guides, Reiki can be a big help in this. You can go have a Reiki session. You don't have to actually know how to do Reiki to do this, but if you do know Reiki, you can help yourself with that. But go have some Reiki and focus on the intention of meeting your guides, and that can be a way to accelerate this meeting and accelerate this connection between you and them. If you are religious in nature, you can call them your angels, your guardian angels. They are emissaries of the divine, approved by the divine. They do not take the place of the divine, but they are here to help you. And it can be a lot of fun. And what a remarkable resource. So give that a try. If you have questions and thoughts and ideas as you try this stuff, or if you just want to let me know how it's going, use the link in the show notes to head on over to the community page at KatherineColleen.com. That's where it will take you. You can fill out the form there. It'll come directly to me, and you'll hear back directly from me. Thanks for joining me today, and as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.